Today, we're diving into an exciting topic, how businesses can make the most of the silly season to boost their cash flow. To shed some light on this, we're joined by Daniel. Daniel is a director of Power2, a local tax and accounting firm located in Caboolture, with offices also located in Brisbane CBD and Slacks Creek. Welcome to the show, Daniel.
Thanks for having me, Debbie. It's great to be here again.
It's lovely to have you. So the silly season is upon us and businesses are either winding down or ramping up. How can businesses make the most of this time?
That's a great question. The silly season can be a goldmine if approached strategically. Whether your business is in retail, services, hospitality, there are plenty of opportunities to generate extra cash flow this season. One of the best ways to introduce limited time offers or holiday-themed products. People are in the festive mood and they're often more willing to spend on something that feels exclusive or tied to the season.
Holiday-themed products and offers. Great idea. Can you give us some examples?
Absolutely. For example, a cafe could introduce a festive flavoured drink like peppermint hot chocolate or gingerbread lattes. Retail stores could offer gift bundles or stocking stuffers at special prices. Even service-based businesses like a salon could run holiday promotions like book two treatments and get a discount. The key is to tap into the holiday spirit while creating urgency.
What about businesses that typically slow down this time of year?
For those businesses, it's a great time to focus on gift cards or vouchers. Offering discounts or gift cards not only brings in immediate cash flow, but also ensures customers return in the quieter months. Another idea is a partner with a complementary business for joint promotions, which can expand your reach and attract new customers.
I like that. Partnerships can be powerful. Are there any digital strategies you'd recommend?
Definitely. Social media and email marketing are your best friends during the silly season. Create eye-catching content around your holiday deals and use countdowns to build excitement. If you have an online store, consider running flash sales or offering free shipping for limited time. Also, don't underestimate the power of personalized messages. It can make your customers feel valued, more likely to shop with you.
These are fantastic tips. Before we wrap up, any final advice for our listeners?
Yes, don't forget to plan ahead. The silly season can be busy, so ensure you have enough stock, staff, and systems in place to handle the increased demand. And remember, it's not just about short-term gains. Use this time to strengthen relationships with your customers so they keep coming back long after the holidays.
Wise words, Daniel. Thanks so much for sharing these insights. I'm sure our listeners are feeling inspired to make the most of the silly season.
Thank you, Debbie. Wishing everyone a successful and festive season ahead.
Daniel Hay, Director of Power2, thanks for joining us. Go to the 1015 website and listen to the podcast for more tips and advice from Daniel, keeping our community connected.